I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Your time, pull on your bootstrap, kiss the workday goodbye, throw off your worries, kick up your heels, let yourself go now, see how it feels. I don't care about the clothes you wear, I don't care about the style of your hair. Just get your feet on the floor and dance. Everybody, let's dance. Come on, come on, dance. Let's dance. Turn your head and check out the scene. Looking for some talent. Yeah, you know what. I don't know what you're leaving behind. I don't care if it's a wedding or a wake. Just take your lives in your hands and there's someone waiting on you. Get up and do what you do. You won't regret it at all. Just get up off your ass and dance. Everybody, let's dance. It's a party. Get down on your knees. Pump up your backside. Do what you please. Do what you please. Do what you please.
Everyone, it is 4:06 p.m. and that means that it is time for Mellow Max and Highly Recommended. I am Mellow Max. The show is Highly Recommended and it is full of music that I recommend highly. Tonight, this evening, I can't believe it is like actually tonight because it's after daylight savings, and it is, you know, 4:06, and it is getting dark outside. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. But I do like the music that I'm about to play for you guys. We're going to have a couple of sets where I'm going to play like two or three songs by an artist, and then two or three songs by another artist, and then move on from there. So we are going to start off with a band which was recommended to me. They're a Japanese band. Oh, maybe this will just be a Japanese music show. Maybe. We'll see. I do want to do one of those sometime soon. They're called Fishmans. That's not Fishmen. That is Fishmans. And yeah, they're pretty cool, I think. They're very, very mellow, very relaxed. So this song is Baby Blue. That was Baby Blue by Fishmans. And I would recommend getting yourself headphones, or at least situating yourself somewhere such that you have good stereo separation between your ears. Go on, take your time. Find yourself a good seating arrangement, because there's a really cool part in this next song that really you just need the good stereo separation. It's another song by Fishmans. It's called Thank You. Georgia sent me this next song, which popped up on her Spotify Discover Weekly, and it's pretty cool. And then I listened to more of the band and I really liked it. So yeah, here's Thank You. Today, you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. That's ready.gov/today, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. And you never know when the day before may be today. Or yesterday. There you go. And let's see. We just had a long haul there. What did you guys think about Fishman's, that song Thank You? If you can remember back that far, the part where I told you to put on your headphones for, or earbuds or what have you. The first time I heard that, I was like, that section in the middle of the song, about a minute and a half in, sounds like a nosebleed. Like, the feeling of a nosebleed is just that song, which is kind of unpleasant for sure, but it's a really cool song, and what a cool effect. After that, we had two songs from Kikigaku Moyo. We had Kogarashi, followed by Natsu Natsu. Then we had two songs from Jethro Tull, and those were Cup of Wonder, followed by Locomotive Breath. Now behind me, we have Pat Metheny Group with The Last Train Home. And so we had two songs each from two bands from Japan. And then we had Jethro Tull. And so I was thinking, oh, let's play another English band. And then I was like, you know, let's get a little bit more specific, because there's a whole bunch of Japanese bands too. And I think, like, in theory, I should have, like, gone in and, like, seen if they were from the same area. But I didn't. And then I looked up Jethro Tull, and turns out Jethro Tull is from, I think I closed the tab, but Jethro Tull, the band, is from Blackpool, Lancashire. And then I saw that. It's like, Blackpool, Lancashire. Oh, duh. I know what song and what English band to play next. So there's a little bit left in this song. So maybe by the end of the song, if not by now, maybe you'll guess which song I have coming up next. If you'd like to guess and prove your smarts, call in at 855-915-9636. We don't have any prizes or tickets to give away right now, but if we did, that would be a great, great time to call in and give one away.
Down.
I thought about fading out that last bit, and then I realized, wait, no, this is Freeform Radio. I'm gonna play the whole darn song. Just 'cause I can. Well, it is 4:57, and that means that our time together is coming to a close. I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Those last couple songs were Styx with Miss America and Lorelei. Styx is coming to Boston, playing at the Orpheum Theater in 2 days, so that would be Saturday night. Fun fact. And before that, we had Michelle and A Day in the Life by the Beatles. And now, to finish off the hour, I'm going to play a little bit of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard's Crumbling Castle. Thanks for tuning in.